Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Millennial Viagra startup Hims is now worth $200 million. By Aaron Griffith. Hims, a San Francisco-based e-commerce startup selling men's wellness products, has raised $40 million in funding from venture firms IVP and Redpoint Ventures, according to sources familiar with the deal. The new round values Hims at $200 million, not including the funding, the sources said. Launched in 2017, Hims has already sold around $10 million worth of products for baldness and erectile dysfunction, according to a source. The company, which did not comment on the funding, has been called a goop for men. Hims is proof of how quickly a direct-to-consumer business, one selling items exclusively online, can go from zero to millions in sales with an Instagram-friendly brand, a good digital marketing strategy, and some venture funding. Hims follows in the footsteps of Warby Parker, the online glasses startup, and Casper, the online mattress startup. Now there's a direct-to-consumer brand for just about every product in one's medicine cabinet, from contact lenses, Hubble, and acne products, Curology, to birth control, Nurx, braces, Candid, electric toothbrushes, Quip, and vitamins, Ritual. Within the niche of millennial male insecurities, Hims is not alone. The company competes with Keeps, a hair loss-focused startup, and Roman, a startup aimed at treating erectile dysfunction. Both have raised a small amount of venture funding. Hims sleek branding tells men that baldness and erectile dysfunction are optional. Prevention, more effective than denial, the website declares, illustrating the point with a phallic cactus in a clay pot. Hims had previously raised $7 million in venture funding from Thrive Capital, Forerunner Ventures, and SV Angel, according to Crunchbase.